going out on the phone now to our weather guy, David Harker, Fox 47 meteorologist. Good evening, David. How are you?
Good, Cheryl. How are you this evening?
I'm doing awfully well. Are we in for another wallop here?
Well, it looks like it could be, although the threats kind of lessen throughout the afternoon. It won't be an event like we saw on Sunday where we saw the heavy rains, we saw the winds, and we saw the isolated tornadoes.
Well, you just got a lot of new fans just by telling us we're not going to see the same thing again. You know, that's scary stuff. And all I could think of was the folks, you know, down in Joplin who got it one day and then 2 days later it was coming back at them again. And you just thought, oh, how much can these folks take? They got nowhere to run this time.
Right, and see, the interesting thing is places down to the south where they've seen the big threats all year long, the tornado outbreaks and such, they've been right on the jet stream, which is kind of good for us, even though we kind of see system after system move up from the jet stream. Usually when you're on the jet stream, you see the faster winds, you see the quicker winds in a tornado, so the more severe weather you do see.
Well, so if it's lessened just a bit, I'm looking at, you know, you and I laugh, and obviously I'm not a meteorologist. I look out the window, but I'm looking at some radar and Doppler right now, and it's showing around the Grand Rapids area. One storm over us right now. I'm not seeing it here at the studio, but some more coming in from the west. They've got a lot of colors involved. We've got some red and yellow and pink in there a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of the threat that we've had thus far has mainly been rain showers. I was talking to some of the folks at the National Weather Service in northern Indiana, and they've already seen thunderstorms, especially in South Bend, Indiana, already seen trees toppled over. In Michigan, we've heard reports in Edwardsburg not too long ago, seeing a lot of wind gusts and hail, but for us in mid-Michigan, it's kind of been quiet. We're just waiting for that cold front to move through. That'll be here a little bit later tonight.
Okay, and so later as in after dinner-ish?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. And the main threat could continue as late as midnight. We do have a thunderstorm watch, a severe thunderstorm watch, that is in effect for the entire area, all of Michigan, to be honest, until midnight tonight into the daytime tomorrow.
And when we talk about a severe thunderstorm watch, we're talking about rain, winds, hail possibility?
Exactly. Now, in order to get a severe, a lot of people are kind of not sure what severe means. In the meteorological terms, usually when we mean severe, we mean winds of over 58 miles per hour sustained. Hail, usually about an inch or so in diameter. An inch is about the size of a quarter. So if you pull a quarter out of your pocket, that's about the size of severe hail. And obviously the cloud-to-ground lightning, those big lightning strikes, and isolated tornadoes.
Wow. Watching the weather over the weekend, and we were thankful here, of course, that nobody got hurt in the mid-Michigan area. And we're hearing today from Sergeant Robert Ott with Emergency Services with the Ingham County Sheriff's Department. He was given the information that it was straight line winds. That's what you've gotten from the National Weather Service as well?
Yeah, that's what I've heard thus far, although I haven't checked the final report. I've kind of been looking at the preliminaries, but that seems to be the case. A lot of just straight line winds, and some of those winds were in excess of 100 miles an hour in some places. But I think the only tornado that I've seen thus far from a report was down closer to Coldwater, where I actually jumped over Interstate 69. Just south of U.S. 12.
And the difference, and I'm not trying to grill you on this, it's curious because as I drove through, and I mentioned earlier with Sergeant Ott, was coming back from Indiana and then turned east on 50 and came by the home that was destroyed and then kept seeing the tree damage and then got towards Mason, and it was even more incredible, you know, the damage from trees and power lines down and so forth, kind of weaving our way around detours to avoid the damage. Is the difference between straight line winds of, say, 100 miles an hour or so in tornado, are we talking about a rotation motion that doesn't happen?
Yeah, that's usually what it is. Most of the straight line winds will usually come in front of a thunderstorm. The best way to think of a thunderstorm is you see a lot of the downforce winds and the heavy winds in the front of the storm, then you have the hail and the rain, and then right behind that's usually where the tornado hits. But it has to do with damage for the most part. tell whether it was straight line winds or if it was a tornado.
And we're hearing, I talked with a storm chaser a couple of times last week because it was such a wild week for tornadoes throughout Oklahoma and Missouri and so forth again. And we're hearing the same thing from everybody who watches this professionally as you do. You know, no one's ever seen a season quite like this, a tornado season.
Yeah. Exactly, Cheryl. And I got to say, it's already set records, especially in Joplin, Missouri, where they've already seen the highest death toll from one tornado. And that's been over the course of any record that we've had thus far. It's the seventh highest tornadic season on record. And we still got a full half of the season to go yet. Before we finally see an end of the severe weather season.
And we were also talking about I was talking with the storm chaser about all of this information as well. And you come, don't you come from the Texas area?
I originally came from South Bend, Indiana, but I did spend the last 3 years in Texas, although mine was more in hurricane country rather than northern Texas. But I do have some friends of mine who live in Texas and Oklahoma where, yeah, they know exactly what it means to be in Tornado Alley.
Wow, wow. Is there anything in particular we can attribute this to, or is it just the way Mother Nature's working this year? Do El Niño and any of that have something to do with this?
A lot of what it has to do with La Niña. Usually you hear the term La Niña, El Niño. It has something to do with the warming and cooling of the ocean temperatures in the Pacific Ocean. But it's a weakening trend of the La Niña, which usually means the jet stream's a little bit lower in the western United States. And when that jet stream makes its track that far south, you get a lot of cold air interacting with a lot of warm air in the south. So that's what's attributing to a lot of the outbreaks thus far.
So that's why we're seeing so much in the middle of the country like that. That's where the jet stream is running?
Exactly. And it continues to stay that way, although the more weakening we get, then we'll eventually even out. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon.
Wow. And these hot, muggy days, the last couple, all of a sudden we went from it felt like fall and the heat was on to needing the air on. Are things going to regulate a little bit, it seems like, after this storm runs through?
Yeah, it actually looks like we'll get closer to normal. Your climatological average is actually about 76 degrees for this time of the year. We're going to get to about 73 tomorrow and temperatures about 80 into the weekend. So we're going to actually stay a little bit more steady rather than these 70-degree days to 90 to 60 to 85, 90. We'll finally even out just a little bit.
Well, and what are the your long-term thoughts for the summer? What kind of a summer are you thinking we're going to have?
Temperature-wise, it looks like it's going to be pretty close to normal, an equal chance of whether it be above normal temperatures or below normal temperatures. So in layman's terms, it's going to be an average summer.
Well,
when we talk rain, same deal. When we talk severe weather, as we've already seen, it's been above normal. I think if we're expecting to see a good deal of severe weather, looks like it'll be coming up here in June.
Wow. Well, David, as always, I appreciate your knowledge and expertise in keeping us posted and keeping us safe. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. David Harker, Fox.